Please welcome guitarist Matthew Stevens.
Thank you. Thank you.
Matthew Stevens Quintet. We are live in Boston tonight at Berklee College of Music, Cafe 939, the Red Room. You should meet the band. That's Gerald Clayton over there on the piano and the Fender Rhodes. Vicente Archer is the bassist. And then we get into the Berklee College graduates. On drums, the trap kit, that's Eric Dube. On percussion, hand percussion, Paolo Stagnaro. And Matthew Stevens is the guitarist and leader. We just heard a couple of original compositions, Matt. One, the most recent one, was Sequel, and then we opened up with Woodwork, and that word woodwork actually made something pop out of my mind, you know, as a Berklee College graduate. You know, one thing, if you just sit outside of even this building and just people watch, the majority of, you know, young musicians that you see going by you all have the guitar on the back. They're here. They come out of the woodwork to be at Berklee College. How do you then distinguish yourself? And you know, as somebody from Toronto, Canada, what makes the decision to be like, let me come here?
The decision was actually sort of made by my mother for me. in that I
thanks mom.
Yeah, thanks mom. I had sort of tried to leave high school early to go to the University of Toronto for music, and I wasn't accepted, and I was really down in the dumps about it. And my mom sent a tape of me playing to the guitar sessions workshop here. That happens every summer, I think, and they at the time they were giving scholarships for the guitar sessions, and so I came down for the guitar week, and I did an audition then, and you know, got a scholarship, and then I just didn't apply anywhere else, so that was it, you know, so it was sort of in a kind of roundabout way, but I'm glad that it happened, certainly, but in terms of distinguishing oneself. I don't know.
One thing that you and I were talking about before the show began, we were talking about another person who graduated from here, a saxophonist, and you mentioned something like, well, you know, talking about yourself at that point, you know, just I remember my growth from when I was 18 to 21. Mm-hmm. And my question is, you know, is that a function of being in this kind of system exclusively, or is it also just like you have a different worldview at that point when you're not at home and you're trying to navigate your way into this thing?
I mean, I would say that in my case, it was a bit of both. I don't think that I was fully aware of what the level was, you know, for young people playing music. Not to say that there weren't a lot of great musicians in Canada, but it was just excellent to come to such a magnet school like this and see, you know, what was really going on and where the level was really at. And so it was like many things at once, you know, inspiring and terrifying and all that and everything in between. But also, I think we were talking about what happens between 18 and 21, and a lot happens. And then a lot happens again after 21 and after 25, and, you know.
As you approach 40.
Right.
I hear.
Yeah. And So, you know, I think in my case it was a combination of both.
We're going to continue with some more of your original music. Can you tell me a little bit, tell us a little bit about Star LA?
Yeah, it just sort of started off when I was playing. Vicente and I share a studio in Brooklyn, and we all have a lot of equipment there. And so sometimes I'll just play some of Vicente's electric basses for fun, and I was just goofing around and just trying to find some stuff, and I kind of came up with a little line that I liked and worked it into a tune.
Can you share just a little piece of that line
before
we hear Vicente?
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to play it so much in the next tune that you're not going to need to hear it.
You'll know what it is.
You'll know what it is.
Okay. Yeah. This is Star LA and the Matthew Stevens Quintet from the Checkout Live. Thank you.
Thank you.
Matthew Stevens and his quintet. This is the Checkout Live at Berklee College of Music. I'm Josh Jackson from WBGO. We have time for one more, but I just wanted to talk about that last tune. It was a David Bowie composition called Sunday, and it's from the recording Heathen. I think it's the lead-off track, actually. Was that something that, I think that record came out around the time that you were here. Did you hear it while you were at Berklee, or did you hear it later?
My dad got it for me for Christmas when I was in college.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, how does a tune like that stick with you? And then, like, at what point do you think, well, let's figure out some kind of way to repurpose this for whatever this is that we do?
Well, I think it was sort of suggested to me. I was brought back to it a couple of years ago. Gerald and I and some other guys were doing this record called The Next Collective, and it was all covers, and we were all looking for a bunch of sort of popular music from the last 15 years to arrange for the record. And I was sort of talking to lots of friends and family and peers and stuff, and just sort of bouncing off ideas off of them. And I can't remember who, but someone said, "Oh man, you know, you turned me onto that David Bowie record, Heathen. Why don't you do that first track, Sunday?" And I checked it out, and I said, "Man, that's a great idea." And it's just one of those songs that, I mean, we really don't do much to it. I mean, I just sort of transcribed it and tried to put our vibe on it. But I mean, we didn't really add much or take away much from what was already there. But we all had way more arrangements than we needed for 12 songs, and that one just never made it through the queue, and we never did a take of it. And so I just said, okay, well, I'm just going to file that away and keep it for my own band.
It's always never a note wasted, basically. You know, there's always some kind of opportunity. Do you think, Matt Stevens, that jazz and improvised music now still sort of is there a meaningful commentary on popular music anymore?
I think so, if you're willing to sort of embrace that. If you're willing to let that in a way that makes sense for you, without feeling that you have to be representative of this or that or anything, but that you're just sort of open to your own life experience and not afraid to take things from different places, and just, it's not even about being afraid, it's just about being open to do it. Right. You know?
We're going to finish out with another one of your compositions. Yeah. Can you tell us about Ashes?
Yeah, so this is something that, it's kind of an older piece of music that I wrote when Eric and I used to live together. And I just sort of wrote it with him in mind, and I don't think I ever wrote it out. And we would just kind of, I would say, "Hey man, I got this idea, can you just," I didn't know what time signature it was in or anything like that, and I just said, "Can you kind of try to play along?" And we just kind of found something that worked, and it's sort of been a piece that's evolved over like 4 years or so, you know, and now it's actually just starting to make sense to me.
Well, let's share it with the audience and let it make sense for them too. Matthew Stevens Quintet. Yeah.
Guys, how about Paolo Stagnaro on the percussion? This is Eric Dube on the drums. Vicente Archer on the bass. And you heard Gerald Clayton on the piano. And it really means a lot to see so many of you here. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And we have one more for you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Paolo Stagnaro, Eric Duke, Vicente Archer, Gerald Clayton. Thank you, Josh Jackson.
Matthew Stevens. The Matthew Stevens Quintet, live at Berklee. We have an amazing partnership here at Berklee College of Music. I'd like to thank Rob Hayes and Michael Borghita, who are really instrumental, pun intended, with getting these groups on stage and part of our series. I'd also like to thank Reggie Lofton and Berklee Video Services, Chad Blindman, and the staff at The Burn, which is the Berklee Internet Radio Network. And they're very helpful because that's where David Tallickson from WBGO mixes the music for this series. Thanks also to Concert Window that allow us to push it through the internet and onto screens as a video presentation. Also thanks to the young women from Wellesley College who attended and got to see all of this stuff, you know, and how we do it. So thank you so much for coming out as well. We'd like to acknowledge our co-pilots, NPR Music, our executive producer, Anya Grundman, Patrick Jaron-Watananon, who is our audio producer in D.C., and also Lara Pellegrinelli, who works with us on the Education Matters. I'm Josh Jackson from Member Supported. That means people support it by giving us contributions. Member Supported, WBGO Newark. Thank you.
Thank you guys very much. We'll see you next time. Thank you.